Hey, witches. Thank you for tuning in to Majestic Enlightenment Vibes. And I'm Nisha, your Voodoo Queen. So today we're going to talk about an attraction money and abundance ritual money jar. Okay, I'm going to give you guys all the ingredients that you guys need and tell you guys what not to do before doing this ritual. Okay, and then I'm also going to give you the website to go watch it live to see how it's actually made. Attract money and abundance ritual money jar is not a spell, okay? It's a ritual, and it's not a spell because a spell is done one time and it's done. That's it. So when you do money magic, you want to make sure that your money is continuously flowing, okay? You work your money jar by shaking it, okay? You shake it, shake it, shake it. You keep the energy moving. It needs to move, okay? The jar will be programmed to bring abundance, okay? The money is going to come easily and effortlessly to you, okay? So when you're doing this jar, you want to make sure that you're vibing high, okay? You don't want to do this jar after you cried, argued, or while you were irritated or stressed, okay? Whatever energy you're putting into this jar while shaking it is the energy that you're going to be conjuring up. So please make sure that there's nothing but positivity and positive affirmation going into this jar. Why? Because what we're doing is we are shifting the energy. Okay? You are shifting the energy. Okay? That is what you're doing. And you're going to need these items. So get a pen and paper so you can take it all down. What you'll need to make your jar is a glass jar, no plastic, okay? Do not use plastic. The smaller the jar, the better. You're going to need a currency of each coin, a penny, a quarter, a dime, and a nickel. You're going to need a bill of some sort, a dollar, $5, $10, $20, $50, or $100, definitely if you're trying to ball out, okay? Also, get a pen, get a green thread. You're absolutely going to need some of your DNA, something biological, a hair, a fingernail, saliva, whatever you want to use that's biologically yours. You're going to use some crystals, citrine, aventurine, and pyrite, okay? You're also going to go ahead and grab some herbs, and you're going to need honey, sugar, cinnamon, yellow dock root is optional, cat claw bark, St. John wort, which is optional. You're going to have orange peels, bay leaves, golden seed, star anise, queens in the meadow, lavender, and shredded ancestor money. Remember, all the herbs that you're going to use is to bring in money, okay? You're also going to get some water, some green or gold glitter, and that's all. Oh, and your cleansing agent and a tea light chime candle. And now that's it, okay? You're going to make sure that you cleanse your jar. That's what you need a cleansing agent for. You're also going to make sure that you cleanse your tables and your workspaces, okay? And to watch the live and to see how it's done, to see how it's made, go to https://www.facebook.com/majesticenchant/ to watch how to put it all together. Thank you for tuning in. Bye, guys.